Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. Using My Keys broadcast, this is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you. This month, we are talking about love. Yes, love. Love, love. If you joined us on Sunday, we started with, I want to know what love is. And the more we dig into this topic of love, the more we find that individuals are challenged with really understanding what love is. So, as I stated, this week we're going to talk about love, what love is, what love means to certain groups of people, whether they're willing to try love or because love has failed, they've given up on love or whatever the circumstances may be. Tonight we're just going to share a little bit about love. Whose idea of love are you living by? God's love or man's love? And if you've ever faced love before, and if you know God to be God, then you definitely know that there is a difference between what man would call love and what God would call love. Woo-wee! So we're going to talk about that now. I think I'll have a guest or so call in to just share with the listening audience this evening a little bit about what they understand love to be and whether what they're experiencing of love is of man or of God. And trust me, it certainly makes a difference. But we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for this, another opportunity to come and share concerning love, realizing that you are love. We just thank you for the ability to be candid and to share our heart concerning what we've experienced and whether it be true or not, to really get some clarity and understanding. So, God, we thank you for pouring out your spirit even the more to help us to live better and to love better, that you would be glorified through us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 This week earlier, I posed the question on Facebook to those who would share with me about love. I posed the question, simple as anything, love is, and I ask that you fill in the blanks. So these are some of the remarks, the responses that we got. Love is the most excellent way. Love is forgiving. Love is God. Love is being selfless. Love is all heart. The brain has nothing to do with it. Love is the best and the worst thing you will ever experience. Love is our very best solve. Love is a special care beyond limits. Love is everlasting. Love is the most important thing because it is the only thing you can take with you when you pass away. This person shares that she heard a minister say once that the most important thing is that you loved and were loved. Love by whose definition? We have a guest I'm going to bring on the line.
Hello.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
How are you today?
I am well. We're live on the air. We've got some people on the voice call. We've got some people in the chat room, and we're talking this evening about love. By whose definition are you living, by God or man? So you, and if you want to share who you are, you can, and if you choose not to, that's up to you. But for where you are right now and the different things that you're facing in life, if you had to define whether you're living love according to God's plan or man's plan, what would you say it is?
I'd say it's God's plan. because that's all I have is God in the situation. You don't know until you have no one but God in your life that supports you. You'll know that he'll never leave you or forsake you when you have no one else, when you don't have family, when you don't have friends, and it's just God, and that's all you can trust. And you know that he truly loves you because he provides, and he everything that you need, he provides what you need because you have no one else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you could share, based on some relationships that you've gone through,
mm-hmm.
you're a mother, you're a wife,
mm-hmm.
of those things, in those different relationships, do you felt that loving God's way was innate or loving God's way was progressive? Did you find that there were times that you may have lived love according to man's plan, and in that
mm-hmm.
you forfeited some of the benefits of the relationship that God had to offer?
Yes, definitely, because it's just in times I sacrifice, and by doing the way a man would want me to do, I basically took him over God, and God had to show me, he had to remove that relationship to let me know that at the time it wasn't of God. You can't love, a person can't love you, I feel, if they don't love God. So how can they know what love is if they don't love the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I had to find that out. And relationships, to me, true love is unconditional. Like God, when he died on the cross for us. He died on the cross so we could live. That's love. And, you know, if they don't have the Spirit of the Lord in them, how can they say that they love you when they don't even know God? Yeah, I truly believe that.
Yeah, that's good. I posed the question again on Facebook because, you know, I'm connected to some pretty cool people. and I posed the question, would you agree? If you can't trust me, then you can't love me.
Yeah,
and
I believe
there
that.
Were several people that agreed with that. And even when what you're sharing about the definition of trust, defining trust in the relationship, that's one facet of love that I think will go from the societal thoughts of love and our relationship with God love. Because when you're in a relationship with a man or a woman, it's very hard to say I love you, but I don't know where you're at and I'm paranoid at all times because I can't see you. And I don't know who you're talking to, and I don't know where you've been, and I don't know all these different things, and it puts you in a state of panic so that you can't even function.
Yeah, yeah.
And is it as it is with God? God tells us that if you love me, you trust me. You trust me when it's good. You trust me when it's not so good. You trust me when you're happy. You trust me when you're not so happy. You trust me in much as you do trust me in lack. You trust me. Have you found it difficult trusting? Trusting man and trusting God as it relates to love and your situation right now?
Yeah, I have. I'm not going to lie, because with situations, sometimes it's so hard to trust people. But, I mean, I guess that's what God is doing. He's developing, you know, so I know what a really good relationship is. And he's showing me now, okay, you can trust me. This is what I'm doing for you. You know, when I run out of food, I mean, couldn't even look to anybody. Money was there. It was God that did
mm-hmm.
it. He provided. You know, so he was showing me, trust me, I have this. Every time that something would occur, I mean, for instance, yesterday I went to Chipotle, and I see this lady was in front of me, and next thing you know, I was getting low on finances, and the lady told me, she told the man, I'm paying for her food. I'm paying for hers. And then she said, and what's your name, honey? because I'm praying for you. I'm going to pray for you. And I mean, just out the blue. I mean, God was just showing me where his hand was in my life. I'm here, Allison, because I was getting discouraged yesterday. I'm not going to lie. And he showed me when that woman came along and did that, he was like, I'm still here. Even though you're getting discouraged mm-hmm. about what's going on, I still have it. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, yeah, trusting, yes, through this thing of living the way what we're dealing with now and having to leave my relationship with my husband because he was abusive and having to leave and having to live in a shelter, a women's shelter, and now we're in a hotel. It's just very hard. You know, you have to learn to trust God in this situation. And it's hard
mm-hmm.
sometimes. It's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Love by whose mm-hmm. definition? You know, as you're sharing this, and we think about love, and, you know, you said in the beginning about how this situation has made things very tedious with family and friends, because in a time where you would think that people will be lending a hand and lending an ear and wanting to be a brother's keeper, you find yourself being isolated. And what's so disheartening to me is that people who say they love God are those very people who, that when you're in a distressful situation, before they'll lend to you, they'll talk about you.
Yes, yes.
Before
yes.
they lend to you to aid you, you know, you've got to give them a whole rundown of everything that you are, everything that you've done. But we serve a God that's forgiving.
Yes.
I always go
yes.
back to 1 Corinthians 13, and because that's just talking about where we are with love. And it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. It does not envy. It does not vaunt itself. It's not puffed up. It doesn't behave unseemly. It doesn't seek after its own. And it's not easily provoked. And it's not thinking evil towards anybody. It doesn't rejoice in someone's iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. It bears all things.
Uh-huh.
It believes all things. It hopes all things. And it endures all things. It says that charity, love, never fails.
Yeah.
And that's the love
yes.
of God that never fails. But we are living in a society that when we look at the relationships that we have with our brothers and sisters, when we have with our associates and our friends, or whatever you want to call the acquaintances that you deal with on a daily basis, that you would say to them, I love you. But yet you say all manners of evil against them. You despise them. You envy them. You're jealous. You know, you're backbiting and, you know, trying to
mm-hmm.
do harm to them. How can you say out of your mouth that you love them?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's only because you're after something that they have. You're being covetous.
Yeah.
I want what you have, so I'm going to love you enough till I can get close enough to get it, and after I get it, I don't love you no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking friends, but I'm talking males and females. You know, I'm praying for our young couples, and that's from, you know, I saw a little one the other day, 13 years old, showed a picture of this little girl, and I was like, that's unacceptable, baby, you're 13, that's unacceptable. And he just looked at me like, oh, yes, ma'am. But I wasn't playing, because at 13 years old, you're going to tell her you love her, but you don't even know what love is.
Yeah.
Love is going to only be exemplified by what you've seen other people do. And what you're seeing at the very present moment does not exemplify what love truly is according to what God has done. God says, I am love. So when you're experiencing life and not experiencing God, then how can you express to me how you feel in love? I was telling a friend the other day, and you may concur with this, that when you are starting a relationship with someone, you can sort of gauge how that person is going to love on you based on how they treat themselves.
Yeah.
If I say I love you, or I'm in a relationship and I'm falling in love with you, but I walk around looking like who did it and why, I'm not neatly kept, my house is a wreck, my car is a wreck, you know, my bank account is jacked up, my credit is bad, everything about me is in disarray, but I'm going to say to you, I love you, Are you really going to be accepting of that? Or are you going to, you know, how do we gauge that? How do you express love to someone else when clearly you don't love yourself? And so that falls back to, if I'm not loving myself, am I loving God? Because he made me, and he made no mistake. He made me fearfully and wonderfully. He made me to be royal. And if I can't appreciate what he's done in me, how then am I going to express any admiration for you?
Yeah.
Whose definition of love are we living by? If you look at the commercials on TV right now, all of this roses and flowers and jewelry and dinners and vacations and all those things are wonderful. I'm hoping that my husband's listening and that he'll buy me something nice for Valentine's Day, too. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just keeping it real. But it's not because I know he has to wait for a particular day to show me love. Because he shows me love every day when he'll start the car or when he's posting something on his Facebook page about what I'm getting ready to do, or if he's at the store and he thinks about me and he brings me grapes or whatever the case may be, the way he strokes the back of my neck, anything. Those are things that he's showing that he adores me, that he loves me, and that he values what we have enough to show forth gratitude to God for me before he even does so for himself. But man would have you think that if I'm not buying you flowers, if I'm not giving you candy, if I'm not buying you a new ring or a new bracelet or new necklace, and if I'm not taking you on a getaway somewhere, then I don't love you. That's not it. Is a person that you're in a relationship right now with, do they have a relationship with the Father? Do you have a relationship with the Father? To really understand what love is. I love it so much. Pastor Moore, who will be on in a few weeks talking about blended families, he said to me on Saturday that when we were talking, he said, people who always talk about, I know what love is, I know what love is, I'm in love, I know what love is, he said those are the very ones who have no idea what love is. Because they're living by an idea of what love is based on what they desire for themselves. The word tells us that love is not puffed up, it's not self-seeking. Love is about pleasing God and pleasing God's people. So where do you think we got twisted? Where do you think we got twisted? Where did we lose sight of what love really is? When did it happen? It's something to think about. You know, I've been in relationships, I've been in marriages prior to this, and I can honestly say that in those relationships, I had ideas of love, but I wasn't honestly living according to God's plan for love, because I was thinking about Valerie. What was this going to do for Valerie? How was Valerie going to feel? What was going to be, you know, Valerie? I was being selfish. And that's not love. That's being selfish. That's being an opportunist. That's someone taking advantage of someone else for their own gain. That has nothing to do with love. All these people who say, I love you, and because I love you, I need you to do this. And because you say you love me, I'm expecting you to do this. But God says, I love the world so much so that I gave my only begotten son, that whosoever would believe within me should not perish but have everlasting life. That's how much I love you. I love you so much that I let my son lay down his life for you. How many of us are willing to lay down our life for somebody else? How many of us are willing to give our own or give our all for someone else so that someone else could be in a better place? A better state of mind. How many of us are willing to do that? Because that speaks to what love is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Love by whose definition? Love by whose definition? Who are you believing? You know, it's important that we are listening to the right voices. The right voices, the right teachings, so that we won't get any more twisted than we already are. My husband wrote this, and I shared it on Facebook. Love is a choice that we make following our emotions. However, we are instructed by our Lord and Savior how we should demonstrate it. When we deviate from the word, love becomes nothing more than an emotion. When it is used loosely, it causes much heartache and pain to those around us. Therefore, love is a commitment to adhere to God's will by making sacrifices that are not of the world, but of God. That's his definition of what love is. Love according to God's plan for our lives. That's what love is. What's your definition of love? How do you define it, Allison?
God. I'll just define it as God, the one who laid down his life for us. That's love.
That's
definitely
love.
Love.
And how then do you exemplify that love to those who are around you?
Showing them that same love, not being selfish. You can't be self-seeking. You definitely can't be self-seeking in this world. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. Whether it doesn't matter what someone does to you, you have to forgive to move forward for yourself as well. People think that they're in a cage. I mean, they're in a cage because of the person that they're not. It's because you're not forgiving that person. So you hold yourself in a cage. You're forgiven so you can be released. Definitely. You gotta show forgiveness. Definitely. Gotta let go of the past and move forward.
I want to know what love is. I want to experience love in its fullest. I want to show love like I've never shown love before, in an untainted way. Because as I examine myself and my walk and my emotions, I recognize that there were times that what I did, calling it love, was not. How I entreated people that I said I loved was actually cruel. How I even treated myself before I really buckled down with my relationship with the Father, I realized that I couldn't love Daddy because I didn't love Valerie. And because I didn't love Daddy and I didn't love Valerie, it was impossible for me to truly love anybody else. But I thank God for his redeeming power. I thank God for his love that covers a multitude of sins. That gives us another opportunity. Now, a lot of people say he's a God of a second chance. He's a God of another chance. And if it's the 99th chance that you need, he's still God. And he still loves. And he still wants to teach us love. He wants to look past your hurt. He wants to look past your abuse. He wants to look past your neglect. He wants to look past all of that to let you know that he is there, saying that he will never leave us nor will he forsake us. Some of us have experienced relationships with people where they weren't there for us when we thought that they should be.
Yeah.
When I needed that hand up, not a hand out, but a hand up, they turned their backs. God said, I'm not going to do that. I want to show you what love is really about. I want you to experience that forgiveness that I have to offer you. I want you to be whole. And with love, you can be. My love, you can be whole. So this is tonight to get us to really do some self-examination, to really search out what we've been doing and how we've been doing it, and to discover if we have been overutilizing the term love when actually all we were doing was trying to manipulate for our own benefit. Love by whose definition? God or man? How have you been living it? Alice, I want to thank you. Our time is just floated away. Thank you for joining us. Is there anything that you'd like to share more with the listening audience tonight? And if you want to lend any prayer requests, we'll be more than happy to pray for you tonight. Amen?
Yes, I would like for everyone to pray that me and my children, we are in a hotel and we're homeless right now because, like I said, I had to leave my husband because of abuse, and we just want to pray that we get a place that we can stay in of our own. We're going through a custody battle soon, and that's going to be one of the biggest arguments in court is about, you know, where they're staying and everything, and I want them to have a home, a peaceful habitation for my children where we can worship the Lord and, you know, just be at peace and no more strife, contention, or confusion for my children. I want us to live in peace and the love of God where God's presence dwells. So that's what I want everyone to please pray for. And my strength in the Lord.
Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again. Listen, thank you so much for joining us, those in the chat room and those who are on the phone lines. If this has sparked any interest or done anything to provoke you to really think about what you've been doing when it relates to love, consider sharing this broadcast with someone else. And if you have prayer requests, feel free to find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. You can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. You can call us at 804-658-3159. And we'd be happy to pray with you and share with you here at the Empowerment Place. So, Father, we thank you for your time. We thank you for what you've spoken to us. We thank you for what has been shared. We pray that you would touch the hearts of each and everyone that's listening on tonight and that will listen in the days to come. God, that we would examine ourselves. God, that we would really be mindful of what we're sharing when we say, I love you. God, show us that we need to live love according to your plan, to your definition, so that you will be glorified through us in the earth. Father, now we lift Allison and her children. God, we thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for the housing situation being rectified. We thank you for the court case, God. We thank you for custody. We thank you for finances. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for strength, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We know that you're doing it. We already know that you're doing it, God, that these things will be handled according to your will, God. We know that you're doing it. That you're working it out even now, oh, God, that you're going to speak to the hearts of even someone listening now, God, that may reach out, oh, God, to see how they can be a blessing, to show forth your love to this woman and her children, God. We thank you for it, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for it, Father. And we count these things done now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Listeners, as always, we encourage you here at the Empowerment Place that you are the key to your own empowerment. And we also encourage you that every day we want you to do something. Do something to empower yourself every day. And then once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We ask that you would join us again on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. where there will be a message from Minister Evangelist Hope Pettis, who will be sharing according to love as the Lord has spoken to her heart. We love you. God bless you. Until next time.